It's good to be with you this evening again for the prayer meeting and for the reading of the Word of God. Now I want to read, please, first of all, in 1 Kings and in chapter 17, some simple thoughts that have been upon my mind, and I will leave them with you. 1 Kings and in chapter 17. And we'll read maybe just verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And then we have Elijah at the brook Cherith, and how that the ravens fed him, and how that he was nourished with the water from the brook. We'll go down to verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Verse 24, And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Now chapter 18, please, and we'll break in at verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass that at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass that in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, chapter 19, and we'll read from verse 12. We'll just break in for the sake of time. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Now, over please to 2 Kings, and in chapter 5 this time. 2 Kings chapter 5, a well-known story again. I'll read from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had come and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God my lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is off the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. Down to verse 13. "And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather when he saith to thee, wash and be clean.' Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, and he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, 'Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing off thy servant,'" and so on. I just want to turn to one more passage, please, in Mark's Gospel and in chapter 9. Mark's Gospel and in chapter 9. And we read from verse 33. Mark chapter 9 and verse 33. "And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them what it was that ye disputed among yourselves by the way. But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whoso shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And we trust that God will add the blessing, his blessing, to the reading of his precious word. Now, I know I have read a lot of verses this evening, but I can assure you that I'm not going to go into any of them in any detail, because what has really been upon my mind that has linked these verses together is just little things. Little things. In 1 Kings chapter 17, we have a little cake. In 1 Kings on chapter 18, we have a little cloud. In 1 Kings chapter 19, we have a little call, a still small voice, a little call. And then I was thinking about what we have in 2 Kings in chapter 5. We have read about a little captive, just about the little maid. And then we have read from Mark's Gospel in chapter 9 about a little child. I trust that them little points this evening will be easy to remember, because really what has linked them in my mind is just the thought of little things for God. And little is much if God is in it. You might think, as you seek to serve him in your different aspects of life, that maybe it doesn't matter very much. And maybe what you're doing isn't very much. But I can assure you, and I trust this evening, before we leave at 8:15 from these verses that we have read, that you will be encouraged this evening, as I have been, that little is much if God is in it. In 1 Kings in chapter 17, the story is familiar. How Elijah, he was fed by the ravens and drank from the water of the brook Cherith. And then the word of God came to him, and he was sent to Zarephath. He was told that once he would come to Zarephath, that there would be a widow woman that would sustain him there. So Elijah didn't hesitate in going at the command of God, and off he went. We read that right away he arose and went to Zarephath. It's always good as Christians, as believers, to be pliable in the hand of God. Just to go where he would have us go, to do what he would have us do. And no doubt, when he opens a door, he will sustain us, and he will sustain his work in whatever we are sent to do if he is in it. Little is much if God is in it. That's the little message that I want you to take away from this meeting this evening. Just a little practical word. I don't want to go into the details too much of all these chapters, because we could be here to midnight, because there are many wonderful truths in these chapters that we have read. But there Elijah goes, and he arrives at Zarephath, and who meets him there but a widow woman? You know what's wonderful? How he, being in the way, how the Lord led him. And there he arrives, and he asked the woman to bring him in a little drink, to fill the vessel and bring him water. And just as she heads off, he adds to it. And he asks for a morsel of meat, a morsel of bread. And the dear lady, you know, she was just as far as she could go. All hope seemed to be lost. And you can almost see her distress whenever Elijah asks her, "What? This man, he's asking me for something to eat. I have nothing, only a little handful of meal in a barrel, and just a little oil in a cruse. What am I going to do?" And she just told the man, she said, I have only a little left, just a little handful. And what I intend to do is just to bake a little cake, just. And my son and I are going to eat it. And that's all we have left. And we're just going to eat it and die. Oh, it seemed to be a helpless case, didn't it? But what did Elijah tell her? He said, "Bake me a little cake first. Bake me a little cake first." You know, I don't know whether the woman had any doubt in her mind or not, but off she went. And she did as Elijah told her to do. And there it was, that little handful of meal, how it was used. And how that little oil that was left, just a little oil. And how that she baked a little cake. And what happened? Well, we have read that the barrel of meal didn't run out. And the cruse of oil didn't run dry. And they were sustained on it for many days. I tell you, dear brethren and sisters, this evening, little is much if God is in it. Just a little cake. And there she prepared it. And off they went. And they were sustained on it for many days. I don't know what all you're involved in the assembly here. But remember, whatever service you do for him, little as much if God is in it. What did she say at the end of the chapter? The promise was given in the verses that we have read. How that the cruse wouldn't run dry and how that the barrel of meal wouldn't run out. The promise was given. The promise was fulfilled, for it didn't run out. She said, by this I know, as she spoke to Elijah, thou art a man of God. You know, it'd be good if all around us could see in each one of us that we are men and women of God. As we reminded you on Lord's Day, men and women approved of God, brethren and sisters approved of God. This is how in these circumstances we can prove ourselves, how that God can prove his promises. Never once has he broken one. There's a dear lady. She just did as she was told to do. And she baked a little cake, but it had to be first. It had to be first. You see, whenever it comes to many things in life, you know, it's so easy to put our business first, isn't it? And I know many times that we're very tempted whenever the pressures come in and the phone is going and the emails are coming in and there's so many things to do and this world will just squeeze us like an orange until they have all the juice out of us. But when it comes to the things of God, they must get priority. And Elijah told the woman, "Bake me a little cake first, first." When she put it priority number one, they were sustained for many days. Just a little cake, but little as much if God is in it. In chapter 18, we know how the story, and I don't want to go into the details. There had been no rain And there Elijah in chapter 18, how he was there with the servant, and how it, Ahab was there. And we know how that he went up onto the top of Mount Carmel. And he bowed down with his knees, with his head between his knees, crying for rain. He sent the servant out, and the servant looked out to the sea. He could see nothing. Nothing at all. It seemed to be nearly hopeless, didn't it? He came back to Elijah, told him, "No, there's nothing there, Elijah. Nothing there." Well, Elijah says, "Go, just go again. Go seven times." What happened on the seventh time? He looked out to the sea, and there he sees a little cloud. Just a little cloud the size of a man's hand. And he came back and he told Elijah, you know what? It must have been a wonderful thing for Elijah to hear of the little cloud. You know, it wasn't too long until the sky was black. Ahab was told to gird up and get ready to go. Get those chariots prepared. And not to stop, but to go. And the rains came. You know, maybe there are those here this evening, and you have prayed many times for your family. And maybe you have prayed for different circumstances, whether it be in the assembly, in the family, or in the business, or whatever it might be. And maybe you seem as if your prayers are not being answered. And maybe it seems that there's nothing happening. I would encourage every one of you to pray again. Don't give up in prayer, because God is still on the throne. He hears our prayers. And I believe that he will answer in his time according to his will. And here we are, the seventh time. That servant goes out and he sees a little cloud. You know, it would be great if in your service and mine that we could just see a little cloud. Just to hear of prayers been answered. That we could look for the showers of blessing. We all need them. It's not just in Winnipeg. But we need them in the north of Ireland. We need them in our assembly in Dromore. There are those who have prayed around us for many years for their families. Some of them around Dromore, they no longer even come to a gospel meeting. You could hardly get them in. But it's good to continue in prayer. Because little is much if God is in it. There's no doubt, whenever that servant returned, and he could say to Elijah, there's just a little cloud. Mind you, it just meant everything. It was small, only the size of a man's hand. But yet it wasn't long until the skies was black. Just a little cloud. You know, I would encourage you all to continue in service for him. Continue to pray. Put his work and his things priority number one, like that widow woman. And continue in prayer. And I trust that it will not be long until you see a little cloud. A little cloud. In chapter 19, I have to watch my time here. We have a little call. We could have read about how that there was an earthquake and a wind and a fire, but the Lord was not in any of these. But we read that after the fire, there was a still, small voice. Now Elijah heard it. His ear was open to hear it. You know, it's good that we all heard the little call when we were in our sins. How the Spirit strove with us. And how that we responded to the strivings of the Holy Spirit. And how that we came and put our trust in Christ as our Savior. But from salvation's day until now, many times, I have no doubt that in service for Him, He sends out little calls. Little calls. Little things we need to do. Little projects we need to be involved in. And I have no doubt that those in Winnipeg are involved from I have come here, I have heard and saw about those things that you are involved in to do with those from Ukraine and how that you seek to teach them the Scriptures and how that you're bringing them in and seeking to help them with their English lessons and getting the Word of God into them. What an opportunity. What an opportunity. I have no doubt that there has been a door has opened and you have responded to that little call. And you have responded to what God has given you to do. You might think, well, I'm not doing very much in it. Remember, dear brother, dear sister, little as much. Little as much. Little as much. Little as much if God is in it. A little call. But then I was thinking of what we have in 2 Kings here in chapter 5. We all know the story of Naaman and how that leprosy had come into his body and how that as the Syrians came out in companies, they brought back a little captive. Just a little maid. Mind you, she wasn't of much significance to those around about. Sure she wasn't. Many would have thought, just a little maid, what about it? But you know, what a difference she made in Naaman's life. What a difference she made in the life of Naaman. We read how that she got the message across to the mistress. And she just was that little link in the chain that led to the blessing of Naaman. And how that he was washed in that river, Jordan. And how had he done just as he was commanded to do by Elijah the prophet, no doubt, from the God of heaven. And how it is his skin came up like a little child. You know, she was just a little captive. But what a difference she made. I trust that these things will encourage you this evening. They have encouraged me. You know, we all need encouragement. I don't know about you. But it's easy to get downhearted. And it's easy to think that what you're doing isn't worth very much. Dear brother, dear sister, what about it if you're that little link in the chain? Little as much if God is in it. And this is the case here with this little captive. What a difference she made. She just got the message across that was needed. Just a few words. Just to tell Naaman, if he could just get to the man of God, he would help him. And there it was. What a blessing. Naaman came up out of the Jordan after that seventh time. His skin was like a little child. It would be wonderful if you and I could just be like a little captive. Just that little link in the chain to help someone. Whether it be to direct them to Christ, that they may come to know Him as their Savior. Whether it be some dear Christian that is sitting lonely, and you just draw alongside and you can help them. Whether it be those that need a little financial help, and you can just be there at the right time that is needed, just to help. Little as much, but remember, it is if God is in it. Little as much, if God is in it. Now, our time is gone. I'll just mention the last one in Mark chapter 9. We have the disciples and they're found disputing among themselves. And they're wondering just who's going to be the greatest here. And they're all wanting place. But the Savior takes up a little child. And we read, and I'll just read it in case I would misquote it. In Mark's Gospel, and in chapter 9, "Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me." You know, I was just thinking you could read over these verses. The words of Paul as he wrote to the Colossians in chapter 1 and verse 18, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In whatever service we're involved in all things, whether it be in the assembly, in our lives, whatever it may be, my brethren and sisters, what I'm saying here has burdened my heart. What I'm saying here, I feel it myself, number one. That in all things, he might have the preeminence. And if that is the case, little as much if God is in it. Now, I trust that these thoughts will be a help to us this evening. A little cake, a little cloud, a little call, a little captive, and a little child. A little poem I'll quote to you just as I leave, as I close here. And it's actually a hymn. I don't know whether you sing it here or not. We don't sing it at home, but I think it will just summarize what I have been trying to say this evening. Listen to it. In the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark the voice of Jesus calling to the harvest, calling you. Now, it's not necessarily the harvest of many miles away. There's a work for us all to do right where we're found. Second verse. Does the place you're called to labor seem too small and little known? It is great if God is in it, and he'll not forget his own. When the conflict here is ended and the race on earth is run, he will say, if we are faithful, welcome home, my child, well done. Listen to the chorus. Little as much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth and fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. We trust that God will add his blessing to these very, very simple little thoughts. Little things, but little as much if God is in it. Now, it has been an absolute pleasure to have been with you again in Winnipeg. It has been a joy to be here, to meet you all again after 15 years. Some of you have come and seen us, and we are glad of that. And we appreciated all the visits that you have done, and we welcome you again. If you're ever our direction, don't be afraid to give us a call. Now, thank you again, and we appreciate all the kindness that you have shown to us. and the welcome you have given to us, and we trust that God will add his blessing to his word this evening. Now shall we pray just as we close?